go.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass.
Loud noises!
I know kung fu.
This is madness!
Where are you?
Hello, everybody. Welcome to episode 130 of the 8-Bit Geek. It's the only podcast where every episode is put into a time capsule in order to teach people about the past when the apocalypse happens. It's true. With me are the two best pop culture historians on the earth.
That's me, Doug.
And me, Kevin. Glavin.
Wow. Kevin and Doug.
Oh, no. I'm going to start that again.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Oh, here we go.
I feel bad for our Patreon people last week.
Yeah.
Oh,
it went on forever.
Welcome to the show, everybody.
No.
This is Jeremy coming at you with the ones and twos on the Hot Job 92.5. Okay. I'm here with Kevin with Doug. We're sitting here talking about some kooky stuff. Doug, what you got on the plate for us?
No, I
don't know if you said kinky or KK stuff. I don't like KK yeah. Slider from Animal Crossing. I don't know.
I'm just saying we could have a career, all of us, on Hot 92 FM. They'd probably put us in Alaska. All right, well, we're going to put you guys up here in Anchorage.
Oh, God.
Hot 92 Hot in 92 Alaska.
Hot 92 in Alaska.
It's a steaming negative 72 degrees outside.
It may be 72 outside, but it's hot as hell in the studio.
God.
Oh, my gosh. It's like Ira and the douche from Parks and Rec.
Yeah, totally. Oh, I miss that show.
You may be freezing your ass off, but in here,
it's kind of nice. All right. I have a little guest with me. My dog is sitting here licking my leg.
Go on. Tell me more.
Well, he's got his
periscope.
Tongue. He's got his tongue out. And he's Doug's. No. Doug's no. Like, nope. This is going down a bad path.
Nope.
Isn't your dog's name like Red Rocket too?
Oh, no.
I almost spit my water out.
Just so you can go around the house yelling, Red Rocket, Red Rocket.
He tried to put his dick on my face today, too, which was strange.
He's just being a bro, man.
I know. I was laying down.
Yeah.
I was laying down on the ground, and he was
walking. There's your first mistake.
Yeah, I know. But then he tries to walk over my face and then stops. I'm like, the fuck you? Get the fuck off me, man.
Yeah. It's literally like, it's like you're in like a frat house and he literally just tried to put his like balls on your face.
Yeah.
So he doesn't have balls. He's like, I'm gonna drop him right on his forehead.
Yeah. He's like, wait, they're not there.
Yeah. We're like, aw.
He's a big dog too. What is he, like 40 pounds?
Yeah, he's a 40-pound big old doggy.
What kind of dog is he? What's his nationality?
He is a bull. His nationality. He's English. He is a bull terrier.
Yeah, he is.
Beautiful, beautiful dog.
He is an adorable dog, and he loves to be held like you just pick him up. Like, he loves to be held. That's an awesome dog.
I threw a photo out there on Facebook a couple weeks ago when Kev came down to visit, and he was holding the dog. But if you like to hold dogs, then you can subscribe to us on iTunes, Audio Boom, and Stitcher Radio. You can also follow us on social media at the 8-Bit Geek. And you can, of course, check us out at the8bitgeek.com. You can always support us on Patreon because that's something that helps us out. You can give as little as $1 a month, and it really pays for our overhead. It sends us places, and it buys some new equipment around these junky offices. So you can do all that. You can do all that. Help us out. Love us. And leave us some kind or dirty messages in our inboxes.
True.
And let's see. Every week we like to start the show off with our friend Sean, who likes to find love in all the wrong places. In a little segment.
Yeah, he definitely does.
That is so true.
In a little segment we like to call Misconnections.
Boy sees girl. Boy is interested in girl. Boy awkwardly stares at girl from across the room. Boy never approaches girl. Girl leaves. Boy swears they are meant for one another. Boy turns to Craigslist for help finding girl. 8-Bit Geek steps in. Welcome to Miss Connections.
Song always puts me in a happy mood.
It makes me really want to buy an Apple product.
Of course. It's subliminal messaging. All right, Sean, where are you at, buddy? Sean?
Oh,
Sean?
Hello, fellas.
Hey, Sean.
Sound a little out of breath there, Sean. You ran in from somewhere?
I did. I was out in the hallway.
Just standing there. Wasn't doing anything.
You weren't hitting on the pregnant women in the house?
Yeah, we were talking. Just listening. You know, we're listening to Compton by Dre.
Oh. Only.
You seem like you would enjoy it.
Only available on Apple Music.
It's true. So good.
Subscribe today.
This podcast brought to you by Apple, apparently.
All right, so the dog just went nutso
with his new Apple Watch.
No, a State Puff Marshmallow Man.
Oh,
he knocked him off the shelf and got so scared. He's, oh my god, oh, you've got to see this cute little face.
Is he peeing?
Yeah, did he pee everywhere?
No, look at this. Look at him. Hold on. I'm interrupting the show. Look at him just sitting there. Oh, he's so scared.
No.
Oh.
Anyways.
He pooped himself.
All right, Sean, we got business to get down to.
That's right. We sure as fuck do.
Whoa. Wow. Whoa. Compton's already getting to you. The streets is watching.
That's right, man. So, my missed connection this week is for all the attractive, fit, single African-American ladies ages 24 through 40.
Pretty specific.
Calling them out this week.
I like their bodies to be athletic, as noted up above when I said they should be fit. Oh, this is about me also. I'm also athletic, apparently. This week, I've been hitting the gym pretty fucking hard. I think I'm pretty athletic. I still weigh, you know, about 240. But I just feel like I'm athletic this week. Just, you know.
Okay.
I'm also 6'2", mm-hmm, with heels on. That's 187 centimeters for those. And I'm 48.
You don't even look like it. Good for you.
Good for you, buddy.
You know what they say, black don't crack.
Wait, you're not black, though.
Yeah, you're not.
Oh, shit. I've been using that wrong for, like, 48 years.
You've been saying that right out the womb.
He came out the womb saying it. Black don't crack.
Okay, so to my post. If you are a sexy, attractive, fit, single black lady, please read on. If you're a white chick, get the fuck out.
I'm done with you.
If you're a Latino, we could talk. I am a fit, single, white, professional, attractive male living in the metro area.
So he's a white professional.
That seems like a job type.
Yeah.
I have been involved with many black females for quite some time, so I'm not just curious, quote unquote.
You did air quotes for a podcast.
I have a variety of interests, including sports, movies, music, travel, dining out, the outdoors, and meeting new people.
So pretty much anything that you're into, I can be into.
If you like something, I'll fake it until I make it. If you know what I mean. Into your pants. I enjoy stimulating conversation and quality friendship. I am drug, drama, and disease free. But I am considered a casual drinker.
Oh.
I am self-employed, so my employment allows me flexibility during the day as well.
He's a professional, of course.
Yeah, of course. I mean, he's a white professional.
I am considered a well-endowed male.
Oh. Then you got a big old dick.
That is only, but hold on, but I'm only looking for serious ladies to spend time with. if you are a hooker, a prostitute, have major drama, married, or out for games, please do not waste my time. If you fit the interest, ladies, please respond with a photo and some more info. The age range I am interested in, as once again stated above, 24 to 40.
Once again stated above.
Oh, man.
And yes, ladies, most importantly, I have a huge cock.
Wow.
Yours,
Sean.
Truly, Sean Pennis.
Wow. You really, yeah, you're just off the rails this week.
Straight out of Compton.
I'm telling you, you just got a new Dre album, and now you're just, you just want to go.
Just walked out the door.
He's gone.
Just straight up left.
Drop the mic and left.
Yeah, yeah. Just
listen.
Gone.
When you're black, you don't crack.
Yeah.
Oh, Sean.
Found the title of this week's show.
No, I don't think so.
That's not a good idea. As your lawyer, yeah. I suggest against that.
It wasn't my idea, it was Sean's.
Well, I'm pretty sure even he wouldn't no.
Oh. We have so much news, guys. So much tonight.
Yeah. Yeah.
Should we mention the Google thing now, or should we mention it later? Because I don't know. It doesn't really fit in with anything.
I didn't even put up the disappointing numbers here for the movie. So I'm gonna
okay, well,
now.
While you're doing that, let's talk about Google for a second here.
Okay.
So Google, they are no longer...
It's the most spectacular, magnificent...
I hate you guys.
Fuck your news. Let's talk about movies. Okay, so what about Google?
Google is now owned by a company called Alphabet, as the Nerdist have stated.
But let's make it clear, it's still a Google company. Like, Alphabet is still Google, so you don't have to freak out like Google got bought out. They didn't. The parent company is Alphabet. They wanted to separate it in order to keep things individualized and Google free of the corporate kind of standard. That's mm-hmm. what in the article that I read.
Right. Google is still doing Google type things. Just like Jeremy said, they're going to be doing the more corporate end on Alphabet.
Right.
So and the website will be literally abc.xyz.
Damn. And so they will hire.
That's awesome.
They will hire. Yeah. They will hire CEOs for each major company, and they will oversee those CEOs and all that good stuff. So that way they can more compartmentalize blah, blah, corporate blah, blah, blah words.
Yeah, so that just broke like an hour ago.
Yeah.
So there's your breaking news from
24 hours ago when you hear this.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Sure, sure.
He's like, I didn't miss it that bad. Shut the fuck up. Oh, you mean them, not me. All right. Not bad.
You screwed up, not me.
Guys, I had a fantastic day yesterday. I had it off and I met a new friend.
Oh.
Does Ashley know?
Yeah. And I met this guy at work. He's a pretty big geek.
On.
Oh, yeah. I've talked to him about him on the show. His name's John. And, you know, I remember I did an impression. Yeah, he's black. And
he's my black friend.
I'm not.
Shane, does he have a sister that's between 24 and 40?
Oh, God. Sean just sneaks in.
And so,
just shoves me out of the microphone and just takes over.
And so I like hanging out with him just because the way that he says my name, and he calls me Qui-Gon as well. And
Qui-Gon?
Yeah, Qui-Gon.
Like Qui-Gon Jinn?
Yeah. He calls me Qui-Gon because because I'm so knowledgeable. He doesn't know that I'm wrong about 75% of the time.
Yeah. Nobody fact checks Jeremy. If you do, you'll just be very disappointed.
That's incorrect most of the time. Okay, so I like the way he talks, and he's like, "Brother, hold on, Brother Jay, man, this is so much fun." Literally, he talks. It's a good time. Anywho, we went to this arcade in Arlington, which Doug, we got to go someday. Got to go.
Nice.
It's called Round One,
oh,
and
cool.
They import all the latest Japanese games. They have a pretty cool setup for pretty much fighters, shooters. They have this Pac-Man air table that shoots out like 50 pucks at a time. It's awesome.
An air table?
Air hockey, yeah.
But Pac-Man.
Yeah, but Pac-Man themed. And it shoots out like 50 at a time. And like it's just nuts. Like you're going everywhere. It's a lot of fun. I had a blast with it. And it's only 6 tokens, you know, which is $1.50 a game.
That's not bad. I'd like to check that out.
Next time I go, I'll Periscope it for you.
Pac-Man, Pookman.
And let's see. And then we went to see a movie. We went to see Mission Impossible together. Then we
sounds like you guys just had like a little date.
I know, right?
And we got some Chinese buffet.
Oh my god.
Wow, like, that is
what a slut.
I had a wonderful time, gentlemen. Let me tell you.
Are you gonna call him back?
I don't know. I'm afraid like it's not gonna live up to that anymore. You know?
It's not gonna live up to the first date. You peaked on the first date.
Yeah, and we played a game of Madden at his house, and I almost beat him, and he's pretty good at it. So I felt pretty confident with my skills.
You sure he didn't invite you over for Netflix and chill?
Well, he did on the way home ask me to stop at this really dark gas station on the side of the road, and I said, gonna end it here. Gotta go.
But yet you were at his place.
This was before. This was in the beginning. Anywho, I think we have some more important things to talk about other than my personal life and my personal...
Wait, but Kevin had a really fun morning yesterday also.
What the hell did I do yesterday?
It's the most spectacular...
No. Okay, what'd you do?
Oh, no. Yesterday, I met up with Kyle and Keith from We Talk Games.
Oh, yeah! And
yeah. We did a podcast that will air sometime in September about shmups.
You're
and
cheating.
Just the weirdest Japanese games. Shmups are shoot 'em ups. Really weird games. We did one called Zenzuken no Kuyo or something like that. I don't know. And it was completely awful.
Did they ask you?
Tune into those guys. Those guys always listen to us, and they always support us. We Talk Games is fantastic.
Oh, they actually tune in?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, Kyle says he does it. He listens while he washes dishes. It kind of keeps his zen.
I am really surprised that anybody listens. I look at the numbers every week and I go, people aren't sick of me.
Who the fuck are you people?
How are you? Sorry. I was like, wow.
No, but
really
they
listen.
Like, of course, we always want to be parts of them. We got to do some more cross promoting. We got to get them back on the show again. They're a blast.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Okay, so wait, you guys played this game like together and recorded a show, or like?
No,
what?
We just talked about we talked about it. We played it like I played it earlier in the week and tested it out and stuff like that.
Gotcha.
And
I didn't know if you
got
guys
together
like
and talked about it.
So yeah, let me get this straight. Like, so you're texting another podcast and then setting up dates with them. So I'm not.
This
I'm
coming
not
from
the
guy
only
who
one.
Went to go see dinner and a movie with somebody.
I'm
yeah, and got his dick sucked.
Whoa.
Well, who's going to turn that down, first of all, man or woman? second of all, it seems Kevin cheated first, okay? So it just opened the floodgates to allow us to do it. Slut.
It was a good time, though.
No,
make
I'm
sure
glad
you
had fun.
You check those guys out.
It
yeah,
sounds like
they're
a,
super
sounds
cool.
like a great time. So shout out to those guys over there, Piggly Wiggly and Buggly Boo.
Piggly? Oh,
that's
Wiggly.
What I call them. That's my nicknames for them.
It's the most spectacular, magnificent, and important news you'll hear all day. Or not.
You know I'm going to get a tweet from them.
Yeah, Wiggly's going to be like, I don't remember the lover boy name.
Okay, so we'll run through this stuff pretty quick because we've got a lot. But rumor has it in we didn't see this one coming. News, Ben Affleck signing on for a solo Batman trilogy. I mean, come on. That was...
You saw one of the headlines from earlier this weekend, right? Where the premiere or something or a screening of Batman vs. Superman got a standing ovation.
Really?
Did you not see that? Oh, man. Uh-oh. Apparently there was a screening like last Thursday, I guess, to test audiences. And at the end, apparently it got a fucking standing ovation. And like literally, that's when the studio went... Okay, so we're going to move forward with Ben Affleck as Batman now. And like that's when they like signed the deal for him to do three
Holy shit.
A trilogy.
No shit?
Seriously, like that's what was the headlines like on again like Friday
Damn,
or something. So
that's awesome.
Of course, right as Fantastic Four came out.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of that, holy shit. I don't know if anybody went to actually go see this movie. Well, no, they didn't. But it got a 9%, the lowest rate. It's even rated lower than Elektra.
Ooh.
Holy shit.
That's awful.
Wow.
Yeah.
I wonder if the Roger Corman one's rated lower.
It is the lowest rated lowest rated comic book movie of all time. And
nice.
It I guess Josh Trank, the director, if you don't know who he is, the reason why he got this job is because he kind of did his own superhero movie. And he directed a film called, what's the name of it?
Chronicle.
Guys? Chronicle. Thank you. And that was actually pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
And so, excuse me, I'm doing a show right now. I don't want to.
He's doing a show too.
Yeah. And so apparently Josh Trank took to Twitter and he said, a year ago I had a fantastic version of this and it would have received great reviews. Y'all probably will never see it. That's reality, though. So pretty much shifting the blame on the studio for what happened. And
it's a little salty. I mean,
he turned from director to bus driver because he was throwing everyone under that bus.
Oh, yeah. And so he deleted the tweet, and I'm pretty sure he'll never work with Fox again.
No, definitely not. But and it's really interesting that there's been a lot of like stories and stuff coming out from people that worked on the movie and set, and a lot of them are totally agreeing with him, where they're like, this is not the movie that we worked on. Like, there is so much shit that got cut and stuff. Like, this is not the movie that we read. This is not the movie we filmed.
Yep.
Like, just all this stuff. So, I mean, he's right to blame Fox. And there's a lot of, because Fox came out today and said, like, oh, we stand by our characters. We'll stand by the Fantastic Four. And, we're going to hold on to the rights, blah, blah, blah. Which, to be fair, is what Sony said about Spider-Man.
Yeah, we'll see how that goes.
So we'll see how it goes. But there is rumors that, like, they did tank it. That's exactly
on
what
purpose?
They did. They took this movie knowing that it wasn't going to be great because no one gives a fuck about the Fantastic Four.
This is true.
And tank it and then do what Sony did, like, oh, let's have Marvel just dump all their money in it and then we get money from it in the end. Like, we don't have to do fucking anything. Let's just tank one movie and reap the rewards
Marvel
later.
Marvel is interested though,
that'd be
nowadays.
So shitty. And you know Marvel
but
would still do
but
it.
It's all the other people that come with the Fantastic Four that they want.
Mm-hmm. Right. I don't know, I just, the way I see it too, I mean, I can see Spider-Man because Spider-Man is a staple. Like, he's a staple in the Marvel universe. Fantastic Four, you can,
yeah,
live
but they
them.
Were the
I
first.
I mean, they're involved in a lot of stuff. I know
they're the first
just
superhero group. Like, that was the first group, and that was the first. I think that was even the first comic, wasn't it? The first one that was created by Mr. Stan Lee. If I'm not mistaken, co-created.
Which he doesn't even make a cameo in the movie, so clearly, the movie must be shit.
Oh man, yeah, that's how it goes.
Oh, he didn't.
Nope, Stan is not in the movie.
What?
Yeah.
There you go. They sealed their fate right there.
Yeah, pretty much. Apparently, there's like a scientist in a scene. I was reading all these Easter eggs and stuff because obviously I'm not gonna go see this piece of shit. So, and they're like, well, Stan is not in it. There's a like scientist or something or a lab worker whose name is Stan, and they make sure that you hear his name about 40 times. Yeah.
Stupid.
Like, yeah, hey, Stan. Hey, Stan.
Is that
like
Stan leaning over there?
hey, did you guys hear his name is Stan?
And there was another doctor named Lee, and they're like, Stan, Lee, get your stuff together.
Yeah, there's another guy.
That would have been funny. Like, I would have laughed at a movie if that had happened. Like,
well, I mean, I'm sure we'll all laugh at this movie when we see it, but not for the right reasons.
Oh, yeah. Apparently it's just utter garbage. And we even tweeted, like, hey, did anyone see this? And I think we got some responses that were just like, nope. Did not.
I'll tell you the one good thing that came out of this, though. From what I hear, and this is still a rumor, but I mean, it's a good rumor. Now that Fantastic Four has pretty much shown that it's tanked and it's pretty bad. Remember, they had a sequel already prepared. Now I hear Fox is axing that sequel, and since Deadpool's so popular all of a sudden, they're already greenlighting a sequel to Deadpool, even though that's not even out yet. they're already talking about adding Cable, so I guess Cable won't be in the first Deadpool, but they're saying Cable would be in the second Deadpool. So there's a, you know, there's a light at the end of that tunnel, is that we'll actually get another Deadpool movie, which we probably would anyway, because, yeah. I mean, let's face
but
it, it's going
to
sell.
They said that if they were to actually make Deadpool take over the 2017 slot, it would have to start filming right after the premiere of Deadpool.
Well, look how fast they filmed Deadpool.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's
this
true.
Was like,
oh, yeah, they
less
did
than
do that really quickly.
Last year, they yeah. debuted the test footage, and that's then true. All of a sudden, this year, and, you know.
Yeah, they were filming this back in March or
yeah,
whatever, March or April, and quick. The movie comes out in February. So.
Yeah.
You guys right. You guys right.
Yeah, you right.
Yeah, you right. Let's see what else we got. Nightmare on Elm Street is getting another reboot, which, okay, so here's the deal. I am a huge fan. That's probably my number one favorite horror film of all time. And I say it because, and I think I've talked about this plenty of times on the show. What I want from a reboot is an actual reboot with new thought out death scenes, not the same replayed garbage that we've already seen in the past movies, because that's what they think is going to be great, is to re-show it in some HD somehow. I mean, they've done that in like three of the films now, and it's just getting old. So I want some really creative stuff and really,
yeah,
really great. Like, it doesn't even have to be gruesome. It, well, yeah, it does, but there was always that level of just grossness.
Well, gruesome, to it. but not like torture porn.
No,
gruesome.
No. Just like originality, like having faces as meatballs. Like, come on. You had, you know, remember that in the, I forgot which one that was, but I think that was in three. Freddy 3. I'm not sure.
The Dream Warriors.
But,
that was two. Was that four? Oh, shit.
Was that seven? Was it 19?
Dream Warriors was three.
Was it?
Yeah. Dream Warriors was three. I forgot what the fourth one was. And then five was The Dream Child. Six was Final Nightmare. And then seven was New Nightmare.
Huh.
Mm.
And
I don't know why I can't remember
you,
four off the top of my head.
Hey, do you guys bring back Wes Craven or no?
Mm.
I don't even know what he's doing these days. Why not? I mean, if they can get Wes Craven on the project, I'm sure it'd be great. I mean, that'd be amazing. From what I hear, though, and they just announced this today, it's not in this little article, but they were thinking about bringing back Robert Englund as an older Freddy Krueger, basically telling the story. And, like, I guess this is
what?
Some kind of, like, he's, like, telling it through flashbacks.
But
what?
That's what I hear. I know,
but
he's Freddy Krueger.
But he's Freddy.
Yeah, he doesn't age. That's kind of the whole point, is that
I don't know. I mean, that's what they were saying. That's like, that was the latest rumor. But Robert Englund would be involved, and that's good enough for me. Because Robert Englund is Freddy Krueger, you know?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, he is. And I think that was what was, well, one of the many failures of the one that came out in like 2008?
2010.
I almost said 2010 originally, and then I was like, yeah. No, there's no way that was that recent. It was 5 years ago. But yeah, it was that he wasn't in it. And I mean, I like Jackie Earle Haley or whatever, but.
Yeah, but he did not play Freddy well at all. There was no comedy to it. Because, you know, you always have to have a spot of comedy in it. But there was Jackie Earle Haley made it seem like you were just basically watching Rorschach play Freddy Krueger.
Exactly. And again, I enjoy him as an actor, but it went with the like dark and gritty like reboots that we'd been seeing all. Mm. I mean, we still continue to see, but that were really becoming popular around that time. And I think that was like the problem with that movie, is that they were like, let's not make it funny and let's make it dark and gritty because that's what everyone loves these days. And it was just ended up being a piece of crap.
And Freddy's the anomaly to that. You know, he's a horror movie, like a horror movie icon. But he had that personality, and he had that, and Jackie Earle Haley did not have that.
Well, they
and
tried to play.
That
I don't
was
know
what ruined Nightmare on Elm Street.
Yeah, and they tried to play it too straight, from what I understand. Like, I didn't see the movie, but they tried to play it like a straight up horror film, and it was, you know, he's always had that comedic.
Oh man, I walked out of that theater pissed.
I am glad I didn't see it either. Like, because originally I was like, "Fuck yeah, I want to see this. This is gonna be great." And then it was like, no. No, it's not.
And then you see his face, and he looks like a burned Kermit the Frog, like burn victim.
That's funny.
This is a good opportunity to plug an upcoming segment of the show that's going to be coming up in a couple months. Doug?
Oh, shit. You know what I was actually thinking? Because we just started 8-Bit Bits, which is another one of our podcasts you can listen to on Audio Boom, where we review movies and things. that last year we did it. It was a lot of fun. We did 8-Bit Horror Fest where we watched like scary movies on Netflix. And yes. I really feel that like giving it maybe its own little like kind of weekly show on 8-Bit Bits, just a review of some movie,
yeah,
could be a lot of fun. I wish there was a way to group watch these movies somehow. Like, we have a story coming up later about being able to watch movies with friends.
There will be soon.
Yeah. With, VR, watch movies with friends. Amazing. But, yeah, that's coming up. I'm really excited. I actually watched some scary movies this past week because I was like, is it October yet? I'm ready to watch some scary shit already.
Oh, it's always October for me. I love... Netflix has been knocking it out of the park lately with some good horror films, so... Mm-hmm.
Okay, but let's not talk about that now. Let's talk about that in 2 months on... Doug's new segment.
Yep. All right. 8-Bit Horror Fest. Hashtag 8-Bit Horror Fest.
Hashtag.
Yeah. If you have any suggestions coming up for the horrors, you let Doug know.
For what?
For the horrors?
No, for the horrors.
Horror.
That's what
horrors.
I said.
Horrors.
Come on, man. That's what I said.
8-Bit Gore Fest. G-O-R-E.
Let's see. Steven Spielberg's Ready Player One is set for the 2017 release. I am so excited. If you have not read this book yet, please be like me. Take 6 months to do it. Doesn't matter. You could take 6 months or 1 weekend. It's a phenomenal book. Ernie Cline, wonderful. Do it now.
Mm-hmm. They haven't even filled out a cast yet, right?
No, not yet. Not even. You know, his follow up book though has been getting a lot of heat because it's kind of rehashed a lot of the same.
Yeah, it's a very similar premise where you've got this gamer who's apparently the greatest, but it's also kind of like Last Starfighter, where something shows up and is like, oh, you're the greatest, we need you, and so then they like take him because he's the greatest gamer to help defeat a galactic foe. Like, it's literally very similar.
It's literally like that, and then they knocked him for trying to have too many 80s references and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So, but. Yeah. Listen, all you need is one hit in your life, and he made it his first book, so.
No shit. Yeah, he's got a sequel coming out to that, so, yeah, it's one of those, maybe he didn't know he was going to do the sequel when he wrote Armada sort of thing, and so maybe he tried to get as many 80s references as he could through the door, but they worked so well in Ready Player One, the way that that was built around the, like, the architect of the game, essentially, was fucking brilliant.
I'm scared to see... what happens in the second book. I just hope he never has to hit that big red button.
Yeah. Seriously. So there's some news before we get into the top box office. They just announced today at CBS that Supergirl will not cross over with Flash and Arrow.
I saw that. Man, that stinks. But it was kind of expected.
They keep going back and forth, you know, when they gave her to CBS or whatever. The producers of the show also produced Flash and Arrow. And they said, you know, you can have her, but you have to be open to the possibility of a crossover. And they're like, yeah, sure. And then no. So that's happening.
Well, that's the nail in the coffin for Supergirl already.
I kind of feel like it. I mean, I watched the pilot was leaked, I guess. I don't know. You know how it is. They don't ever just, these things just don't get leaked. Like, the studios leak them because they want to see what people are saying about them. And it wasn't bad. It was definitely a pilot, you know what I mean? Like, it had, like, way too much in a first episode of the show. Where, like, oh, so now she has her suit already? Like, okay, that's kind of absurd for her to have that suit already. And, like, oh, she's totally related to Superman. Like, it was just way too much for a pilot. But other than that, it was fun, but it could have been better and... But yeah, I think not bringing over your Flash and Arrow fans.
It's gonna be a tough sell then, yeah.
Just kill it.
Yeah.
Tough sell.
So.
Oh, did you have anything else?
Colin Farrell was cast in the Harry Potter spinoff Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Him.
And we had a snippet of what he's gonna sound like, right? We had an exclusive.
If you got an exclusive, that's news to me.
Oh, Harry Potter!
What the hell is that?
That's a short, just clip of what he is.
But Harry, but Harry Potter wouldn't have been. Yeah, seriously.
That's how he poops in real life.
He, yeah. He really calls Harry Potter out on that.
Every poop is Harry Potter. Oh. Oh, you're magical.
Oh. Oh no.
Oh, your diarrhea, Mary. Come on, wand, get out.
Oh.
Wow.
Why? So you guys want to talk about Top Box Office?
Yeah, please.
Just move on.
Okay. So top five of the week. Number five is Ant-Man, making $7.91 million for a total of $147 million in its fourth week. Number four is Vacation, making $8.9 million for a total of $37. Probably not going to get a sequel. Number three is The Gift, making $11.85. Number two, oh boy, is Fantastic Taint. What? No, no. Fantastic Four. Who did that? Making $25 million. That is not going to get a sequel. And number one, for 2 weeks in a row, Mission Impossible Rogue Nation, making $28 million for a total of $107. How do you even, as a comic book movie nowadays, how do you even get beat by a second movie? I mean, a movie in its second week.
Seriously.
Jeez.
That is... it's insane. I think they said that Fantastic Four cost $120 million to make. That's not even including all the promotional stuff that they did. So to only make $20 million your opening weekend, I don't know if or when they will cross that $100 million. I don't know if they're going to make... yeah, I don't know if they're going to make their money back. Like, that 25.6... on your opening weekend, that's typically your highest number, and this is not a word of mouth movie. People are not gonna, this is not like Ant-Man where it's like it kept going.
Yeah, I was gonna say Ant-Man was different, but
yeah,
because Ant-Man was actually worth watching.
Yeah,
I feel bad that I gave Ant-Man shit compared to this. Yeah. All right, gaming news, guys. We got some gaming news. We're gonna talk about the gaming news. Everybody talk about gaming news, and that's the gaming news.
I don't like this new theme song.
I just want to put it out there that Kevin wrote that, so...
I don't care for it.
Well, I mean, he was like, it's going to work.
Wait, I did what? No, I didn't.
Oh, now you want to deny it.
Fucking asshole. You aren't throwing me under the bus on that shit.
Fucking ass. Let's see. Dude, okay, so Windows has been Microsoft's been, they've been pretty flawless here in the last few months. Not only are they releasing a new update for the Xbox One with a whole new interface, making it very streamlined, they've done a pretty good job releasing some pretty cool exclusives. And now, when focusing, oh, and then they had a huge successful Windows 10 launch, and which is pretty damn good. I am loving it. I don't know if you guys have installed it, but I am enjoying it very much.
I haven't. I need to.
And
wait,
now,
what are we talking about installing?
Windows 10.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, love Kev, it. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, sorry. I was reading the article.
And now they are fully supporting Steam, which is insane. So they had a huge fuck up with Windows Live. Nobody liked it. They considered
games for
it
Windows.
Games for Windows. They considered it, you know, spyware, blah, just bloatware. They were just like, this is shit, and nobody wanted it. So now what they've done is they said they were not intending to compete with Steam. We're putting full force behind it, so that way it's the number one store. We want it to run great on Windows 10. I would not be surprised if you start to see some Steam integration with Windows 10, and even how it works with Windows Live. And I think they're gonna put some full force behind it. Obviously, Windows is going to come out with the Windows Store and Windows Live, where you can buy the games on there as well. But I honestly think that they're going to try to work it in a way. I wouldn't be surprised if you saw Steam logos on the Windows Store and says, you know, works in with Steam as well, or uses right. Steam as the DRM.
That would be really interesting. I mean, back when we were talking about like not the Oculus Rift, but just the VR stuff, there was a point where someone was, I think it was Windows, was talking about how they were working with Steam to release something specific. And I remember us being like, what do you mean they're working together? Like, what is this? What is this madness? And it was like, well, it kind of makes sense. I mean, like, the number one, I mean, most people play their computer games through Steam, and most people who play computer games typically are running Windows. So it kind of makes sense for them to work together. But, but the VR thing, it's like, but they've got their thing and they've got their thing. What are they doing coming together to work on this other thing?
I think Microsoft is just trying to get their own piece of the pie, and they did it horribly. To this day, even though they shut down games for Windows Live, a lot of the older games, a la Fallout 3, will crash all the time because games for Windows Live still tries to run in the background. You need games for Windows Live. If you uninstall it, you lose all your saves. Like, it is, it's a clusterfuck. Like, I have to re-upload or reinstall Fallout 3, and I have to figure out how to make it work on Windows 10 now because of games for Windows Live. Because it's still around. So, I mean, it's really frustrating. I can't wait till they just find a way to dispose of it altogether.
You know, one weird thing about Windows Live, like, when you install, it doesn't give you an option. Well, you put your email into Windows Live, and for some reason, I guess, but okay, nobody had this email. So Anthem, oh, hold on. I can't say my email. People go email me their nude pics and shit. I can't have that. So anyways,
Wiggly. It's going to send you his Wiggly.
Yeah. I got assigned an Xbox Live avatar name that I never even chose, and it's called InPhase Cheese 47. I can't change. I want to change it. I don't know how.
Wait, what?
Oh, it says change gamer tag. Oh, you could do this once for free. Oh, shit.
Yeah, basically, they auto-assign you, if you don't already have Xbox Live, they auto-assign you a gamer tag, and they're the weirdest names ever. So, Let's see. Definitely try it out today, folks.
Let's see.
I want to change my
gamer tag. What should I go with here? That one's already taken. Should I just make it? Let's just do this live.
Let's just make it what all of your gamer tags are.
I can't. Anthem is already taken.
Anthem 182 is already taken.
No, that's my background name for Steam. But just I usually
use it, you bish.
No, I can't.
Oh.
I tried Gaslight. That's not working.
Can you do Anthem with an at sign?
At. Oh, that's good. Hold on.
They don't like it. I couldn't remember if they let you use symbols or not.
What about Jeremy less than three wieners?
Jeremy less.
That might be too long.
It's too long. Too long. <That's>, let's see. I use Darth Anthem on PSN. Oh, they don't allow underscores. Fuckers.
How about they could use a space.
That's
mine's
already
Kevin,
taken
too. WK.
Yeah, mine is, okay, so I, way back with my, I guess the first 360 I ever had, maybe it was my first Xbox, I don't know if I can remember, my username was Douglas Kills.
Ooh.
And when I went to sign up with my 360 or whatever, it wouldn't let me use my old account. It was just like, no, you're locked out.
Mm-hmm.
Or something like that. It just wouldn't let me, so I had to sign up for a whole new account. It was fucking stupid. And obviously I couldn't use my old gamer tag, so it's like Douglas Kills 12. Because I had to have a fucking number on it, because like Douglas Kills like 1 was taken or some shit, and it was just like, this is what my goddamn username back.
So here are some few ideas for if you ever need a gamer tag. Open Bowls 510800, Stone Monster 168, off Mitten 353343.
Cloth Mitten?
Off Mitten.
Oh.
Shrunken Head. Shrunken Hat Head. 307. Nope. 6 Pancake. All right, we're done. I'm out of here for now. I can't do this. We got a show to do. Let's see. Time Magazine. Did you guys see this cover?
God, way to be 1990s time.
Dude, I cannot believe that someone somewhere let that pass. For a magazine that is like notorious for having like these really amazing covers and cover photos. Like,
and
fucking,
this guy,
what the shit?
Polymer Lucky. I am so not liking him anymore. Since he's become a multimillionaire, he's doing the whole multimillionaire just fucking spiel, like I am a genius. So he doesn't like to wear shoes or socks.
Ever. Oh, is that him on the cover? I thought that was like Star Wars kid.
Nope, that's him on the cover. And so he's not wearing shoes or socks because he doesn't like them. And listen, the cover sucks. Everyone's been photoshopping it. Have you seen some of this shit?
Yeah. So it's by the so way, funny. if those are not familiar, the cover for Time Magazine, it's called The Surprising Joy of Virtual Reality. And they've got this douchebag standing there looking like he just discovered how to walk with the virtual reality helmet on. And yes, he is shoeless. And
yeah,
such.
I guess he's like jumping in the air, but yeah, it does. It looks like he literally is a toddler learning how to walk and is so off balance. Like we're trying to walk on the beach in this terrible Photoshop with no shadows or anything.
It's
like,
awful.
It just looks horrendous. I like their quote up here. It was just like, oh shit, where'd it go? I personally don't think of running and leaping barefoot along a Photoshop beach when I consider the future of VR or my past experiences, but it seems like time does.
Yeah. It's fucking stupid.
Just a bunch of old white dudes trying to figure out what the fuck technology is.
Yep. Yeah. And it's not doing anything for VR, which is VR has come a long way, and this puts it right back to in people's minds of like, oh, it's what is that?
It's kind of like, it's literally like people are going to look at that picture and be like, oh, okay, so this is still like that like hokey shit from the 80s or the early 90s. Like, oh, then this hasn't fucking changed at all. Like, okay, I'm glad we're still wasting money on this.
They might as well just included a picture of Lawnmower Man in with it.
And one cool thing is that some technology, I mean, this stuff is fucking awesome. Doug, we called this. We fucking called it. Oculus Cinema will be releasing with the Oculus, and it lets friends watch movies together in a virtual theater, and you just watch your film like you're watching it in a theater. Remember we were talking about this?
Literally, we were talking about on the way to Dallas Comic Con. Yeah. Like literally, you and I were in the car and we're like, because we were gonna do the I don't even remember how it came up. I think we were talking about the VR thing that we did or we're going to do, and just like. How awesome would it be to watch a movie like with friends in like a virtual theater and everyone just watch the same thing and just you could talk to each other through your voice chat or you can mute everybody and just watch the movie but like you could look around next to you
and see their avatar.
Like, you're their avatar. I was like, you could literally fucking do that and like fucking here it fucking is.
Pisses at this me. Point, one of you guys is either a mull or you're getting like bugged because... That's like another idea that you guys have like coined and then had it stolen underneath you.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. I mean, maybe we're just like.
I think that's why Doug has a beard. That beard is not real. He takes it off. He secretly works for the media. Let's call it that.
He does
He's
work
Illuminati.
For the media.
Illuminati.
You know, confirmed. I am. I am willing to say here right now that this will I would watch this over going to the theater because I would live watching a movie in VR. I don't have to worry about getting shot.
Oh,
too soon.
Too soon.
Oh,
too soon.
Although I do like the picture they chose for this. They showed a picture of Predator. I would totally watch Predator with you guys.
And then three of the same person all watching it, pointing at the screen.
So we could, it turns into Multiplicity with Michael Keaton.
I wonder, okay, so what type of movies will be available? I don't understand how that works.
Man, I don't care. As long as I can hook it up to Plex and then say, all right, guys, let's do this.
That's what I'm really curious about. I mean, like, because on the Xbox 360, on Xbox Live, you could watch Netflix with your friends. And it would be like a little theater thing and your little avatars would sit at the bottom and you could like during the movie, you know, with a push of like A or something, like one of them would do something about the movie or something. Like to show like, ha ha ha, that's funny, or like this movie sucks, like you could throw something at the screen or whatever. It was ridiculous. So I'm just curious if it's gonna be like integrated with Netflix or use Plex or use.
See, here's the fun thing. Oculus is open, and so will be the HTC. So it's not like it's going to be a closed network. You know, I mean, it's not. I'm sure they're going to have an app store baked in somehow. But
I just wonder how you would watch a movie together without, I mean, there has to be, I guess, some streaming platform there. Because, I guess technically you could use your Plex, since your Plex is, you know,
and I could stream it. Essentially, it would just stream it out to you guys at the same time. Kind of like how voice chat works now, you know, like you have a host and somebody initiates it.
But it's the streaming of video and stuff from a single source. That's where it gets complicated, because there's so much.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of data going on there.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when you're replicating it on three VR screens.
Exactly. Yeah. That's why I feel like my network and computer couldn't handle it, but Netflix's could. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I just,
like, if it was,
I'm sure someone will build something somewhere. I'm just curious. What's it going to be?
Oh, yeah. And let's see here. World of Warcraft, the next expansion has been announced. And
Legion.
Thanks, Kev.
I ruined it for you.
Thanks, Kev.
It's like the equivalent of you playing the music to him. It's just as good.
I was going to ruin everything before you
sealing it. let's see. They've got to do something, because their subscriptions are just falling. 5.6 million now. Listen, Blizzard is not losing money here. They're releasing free-to-play games now where people are paying $10 for a goddamn card back in Hearthstone. Pretty sure they're going to make up the money elsewhere. But it does say something about the MMO market, and the MMO is slowly turning into the MOBA market. And I think that's where we're headed. Not a lot of MMO talk going on lately as far as new ones coming out. Mostly everybody wants to build a MOBA now.
Yeah. I mean, that's the kind of the, not to say the way of the future, but as of right now, everyone's doing a MOBA. I mean, that's what's in right now.
Yeah.
10 years ago, World of Warcraft. Now, League of Legends, Smite, and Dota 2.
Just to give you some insight, their high mark was in mid-2010 when they had 10 million subscribers.
Yep.
So
now they're like about the halfway point. But I mean, I don't know. Some of the last expansions didn't really seem that good either, and a lot of people were like bitching about the pandas and stuff. So,
well, they're going back now to Burning Crusade, kind of like it's the So I mean, that was their highest rated expansion, and so why not tap that again for?
Oh yeah,
you know. So
the one cool thing that they are adding to this, though, they're finally throwing in demon hunters. They were the enemy in Burning Crusades, and now you can actually play as them. So that's gotten a lot of people hyped. Also, they threw in a whole new system with artifact weapons. So that's going to be basically something to bring the old players back, but who knows for how long. I mean, they're going to hit level, what is it? The new level cap is 120 now, I believe.
No, 110.
Yeesh.
110. Okay, so it's going to go up to 110. Once they hit that level cap, once they hit all the raids and everything, they're going to put it back, and they're going to unsubscribe just like they always do, because there's not really enough content there anymore to hold the people that have been playing it since the very first expansion, or even before that, you know, very first World of Warcraft. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, they did what they needed to do. Like, Warcraft, this has to be the longest running game ever. I mean, what is it? Like, it's over 10 years old.
Oh, yeah.
Came out like 2004, 2005?
No. Let's see. Haven't seen a number that low since 25. No, it came out before that. Let me look it up.
Either way.
For a long time. I know people were playing it like when I was in high school and stuff.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's definitely, it's earned its money.
2004.
It pretty much put Blizzard on the map.
2004.
So 11 years. Yeah. And it's, like I said, it served its purpose. And nowadays, Hearthstone is taking over. And Blizzard's next MOBA, which is Heroes of the Storm, that's starting to pick up speed.
Dude, my friend has already told me that he's dropped like a couple $100 on that game.
Yeah.
And
because you have to buy characters.
You buy the characters and the upgrades and all that other stuff. And so he's like, I love it. And I was like, how'd you know?
Just a fucking wild guess, man.
Yeah.
I spent like a weekend with him. I feel like I know him like incredibly well. No, I'm not really into this thing, but I'm going to spend a fuck ton of money on it.
Dude, remember he was watching, like, we were in our downtime. We were like, oh, let's fucking relax and let's get some work done. And then we peek out behind us, and there's Jeff laying in bed watching other people play Heroes of the Storm.
Yeah, on Twitch, on his phone. Like, we were literally driving to Houston, And he was like in the back seat. Like at one point, we're talking. Right, Jeff.
Jeff.
Hey. Huh? What are you doing back there? Just watching some Twitch.
Watching Twitch.
God damn it.
Let's see. Speaking of Twitch, fuck, man. We were just talking about this in the pre-show, but the International Dota 2 Championships just happened. They gave away $18 million total.
Woo!
$6 million went to the winners. And YouTube somehow beats Twitch in stability.
Performance, yeah, stability. They were able to basically maintain a 1080p, like 60 frames a second stream, while Twitch was here and there. Another benefit to the YouTube one was that you were able to actually rewind like a DVR. You are not able to do that on Twitch.
I have a lot of issues with Twitch when I watch it, honestly. Like, I really like the service and I want it to succeed. And I think it will because it has the name. Like, once you build a name and you're the first to kind of the party, people tend to stick with you. And plus, I think that the integration that they have with all the donation system, I mean, it just, yeah, it's set up perfectly. So I don't think the crowd, and I don't think anyone's going anywhere. But YouTube still has them definitely beat in probably latency and stability.
Yeah, and it's Google, right? I mean, like, that's really what it comes down to.
Yeah, I mean, they've got stuff like infrastructure that's just built up for years for this stuff.
Yeah, but Twitch's whole, like, literally put a donate button on your page and you can make money off of it versus, which I guess you could technically do on YouTube. I don't know if they've ever got their tip jar thing figured out. But, you know, to become, like, a partner, you got a partner, like, in a lot of cases, you don't necessarily partner with YouTube anymore. Like, they, you know, used to these YouTube partners, but they were partnering with a third party who was being partnered with YouTube, essentially.
Such, like, as, like, Machinima or something.
Or
like that.
Maker Studios, listen, or Polaris, and or all these, you know, other
Google makes you report to your taxes, as to where Twitch just says, hey, give me your PayPal address.
Because you're essentially getting donations. You're not, in some cases, you're not necessarily, you're not making, you know, you're not living off of it. Now, there are some who are Twitch partners, and they do have the option, you can subscribe to their channel for $5 a month. Mm-hmm. The community for gamers is more on Twitch than it is on YouTube.
Definitely. It's built for that crowd, and YouTube is still too clunky, and it doesn't have the interface down to, like, select what game you'd like to watch people. It's just not
exactly
built for
it. And I don't think there's a live chat. I don't think they've got, like, a live comment chat thing going on like Twitch does. I'm not entirely sure.
They kind of do,
but it's not nearly as well set up as Twitch.
Yeah, but I mean, you can't argue with 1080 and 60 frames per second.
Oh yeah,
they've got
the manpower.
During E3, I went from Twitch. I was like, oh, this is bullshit. And I immediately went to YouTube, and it was flawless the entire time.
Same here.
Yeah.
So, let's see. Destiny is ditching the Dinklage. And they're changing a lot of things for this new expansion, and it almost has me wanting to come back to it. The Taken King is going to be the big new expansion. It is changing the lighting system. Or that's what it's called, right? The light system. Essentially,
the leveling. Yeah,
the leveling system. You're going to be able to, the light levels. Essentially, it's now just a straight level cap of 40. You can make that just going through the game. They're changing the way that you interact with the story. They're putting in NPCs and instead of Dink. Let's see. Nolan North came in and revoiced every single line from the original game. Every single line from the expansions, and he's doing the new game as well.
Which, honestly, I mean, for somebody who put in over 100 hours in this game, weirdly enough, Peter Dinklage didn't have that many lines, so I'm sure Nolan North probably did this in a day, at least the old lines, because it went, like, he barely talked. And in the two expansions, he didn't even say one word. I think Peter Dinklage really kind of just, like, reneged on the deal, like, as soon as, like, they were done with the initial voiceover, and he never came back to do any more.
Or it was just the fact that he's too much money to keep doing it, you know? Like, and where do you find the time? Hey, I'm I'm signed on to do all these movies, blah, blah, blah. I can't spend any more time in the studio.
I'm doing Game of Thrones game. I'm doing Game of Thrones. Pixels.
I was going to say, he did Pixels. He has time to do things.
And that movie
fuck you, Adam Sandler.
Awesome.
If you have time to do an Adam Sandler movie, you have time to do anything.
So, and I think that his ego kind of got hurt a little bit too because of people saying that that was the worst part of the game was Peter's part.
It was pretty bad. He sounded confused the whole time. Like, he didn't know what the hell was going on. He's like,
video game?
Yeah, basically. Like, there was one part. I mean, they even cut it out of the game. It was in the alpha, and they had to take it out of the game. And it's one of the most fucking, like, prolific lines. The hell, that wizard came from the moon. Like, it was, like, just like that. He didn't even try.
And I'm sure that Bungie has learned a lot from this experience. If you go to Best Buy and if you're a card holder, from what I hear, you can get the expansion and everything for like $47, and it comes with the original game and everything. And then they have a $60, if you don't have their little rewards card, for $60, you can get everything together. It comes with the three expansions and the original game, and then you're good to go. I have really thought about doing this.
If you're going to do it, go for the $60 one. One cool thing is, too, they're going to throw in a token in it. Digital token that basically levels your character to, I believe, 30. So that way, at least you can get all, you'll be caught up with your friends who's already been playing it.
See, that's the thing. I really thought about not doing that just because I was like, well, I want to replay everything. I've only gotten to level 10. And so I'm like, okay, well, I can enjoy the game, and hopefully, and one thing that I really hated, and I hope that they changed, was the fact that it took an entire like five clips to take down, like an enemy. Like it took way too long in order to fight the hordes.
The bosses, yeah,
and then
ridiculous.
The bosses were ridiculous. I'm like, come the fuck on! Like, this is stupid. And
it's weird. It's very, the balance is really strange. And the cool thing is, at least Bungie's listening, because they keep rebalancing the weapons, especially for PvP. Because, like, you know, basically you'll have some overpowered weapons and you'll have some underpowered weapons. The next week it'll be the other way around. I mean, they'll eventually get it right.
But
I don't know. Like I said, I've been there since the beginning, and I would love to see some improvements in that area.
And Doug, from what I hear, is going to get a PS4 so that way he can play with us. So
yeah, he said he was going to put it on the card.
Put it on the card, Doug.
Man, I actually looked at my my Best Buy card because I was going to make a payment today. Did I
go
do
on?
That? No, I did not. Because it's not due till the end of the month. And there's still I could. I'm not going to because I have other things to spend money on the next coming weeks. But
you act like you're having a baby.
Yeah. Man, I don't know what you guys are going to do without me. Yeah. For a couple weeks.
You're going to be
good
on the
CJ.
Show. Hello. Please.
Nope, just going to be you two. Maybe you get Nick back for a week.
Yes!
He would never. No, he is.
You heard me right, Nick. You would never.
He is.
He's probably sitting in his car going, hey, you're right, I would never.
Yeah, he's like, I have outgrown those motherfuckers. All right. Well, that's our show.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we got through a hell of a lot of show there. A lot of news
shit
this week.
We're going to skip What Are You Watching? Because, well, that's a lot of show for you to listen to. So, if you want to listen to what are... Doug looks like he wants to talk about it. Become a Patreon member and stick around for the end of the show because we'll talk about it after our outro. Bye.